my parents were still asleep. I was living in the suburb that got really busy starting in the 80s. The world got kind of busier, and you know, lots of big hair. Anyway, so I was listening to the radio, and as one did, you know, turn on the big radio in the kitchen while I made my eggs, and so there was Donna Summer and Led Zeppelin. Those were like every station was playing one or the other. And then there was this station that I turned to, and it was, they were talking about how the CIA was testing germ warfare in the subway system of the United States of New York City. And I thought, oh, this is good. This is different. And it turned out I found WBAI and sister station to a Pacifica station. There's PFA and PFK down in LA. And so they ran a lot of stories about the various conspiracies of the American government agencies, but not exclusively. The American Dental Association was not excluded from those speculations. So I listened to this station, and they were always saying they needed more money because you know, the CIA, someone was waiting with a trench coat right outside the door, and they could shut down any minute. And I didn't want to send the money because I thought my parents would find out, or the CIA, and you know what that would look like. So, but what I really loved was being a teenager who took that stuff so seriously, who was told to question not just the answers, but the questions. And that I took very seriously. And I think that is the calling of teenagers. And so, that's the contractor thing. And years later, when I was, you know, when my whole career was made sort of on the left side of the 92 on the dial in all the public radio stations, I was playing once in Worcester. I was doing an interview in Worcester, you might know, Massachusetts. And I was coming out, this 11-year-old was coming in with a big pile of papers. I said, "What's he doing?" And they said, "He's gonna read the news." And I said, "Oh, is he good at that?" And they said, "Oh no, he's terrible, but he wanted to." So that kind of formed, and I listened in the parking lot, he was awful, but it was so of the people. It was, you know, I'm sure now, you know, but that was Ari Shapiro. I just love how much when I listen to all of those radio stations, my career included, I really understand that, you know, it's people out there, it's people making those airwaves, and that's something we'll always have. So this is called Are You Out There? Perhaps I'm a miscreation of yours, the truth, there is no future here. And your DJ speaks to my insomnia and laughs at all I have to fear. Laughs at all I have to fear. Always play the madman poets, find a vision, grungy fans. You never know who's still awake, you never know who understands. And are you out there? Can you hear this? Jimmy, no sunshine.
Save the world, they pray that I won't do a better job of it. Pray that I won't do a better job. So tonight I turn the station on, just so I be understood. Instead another voice that I was just to make and just don't go. Calling your hands, I am calling. Can you hear this? I was out here listening.